Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Lamed Ches, mitzvah 438. As we continue with the third mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh, today now we get into a couple of mitzvahs relating to karbanos. So today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of bringing a karban that you make a promise for on the first yontif that comes after you make the promise, as we'll talk about the details. Says the Torah in Perek Yud Beis, in Dvarim. Ela achukim ha-mishpatim. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu telling Bnei Yisrael, please destroy all of Avodah Zarah that comes your way in all different ways, and don't do that to Hashem. That was the last mitzvah. Lo sason kein l'Hashem alokeichem. Do not destroy anything related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki im ala makom ha-sheyifchar Hashem alokeichem mikol shiftechem, but rather to the place that Hashem chooses for all the shvatim to be. L'shichno sidr shuvasa shama, you shall be there. Va'aveisim shama, and there you should bring all of you, everything that you have promised to bring, your olos, your zvachim, karbanos, maisro sechem, right? This is talking about maisro that has to be brought, maisro behema, Rashi says, and maisro sheni, which both have to be brought through Yerushalayim. That's the double maisro. Face trumas yadchem, the truma of your hands, Rashi says that means bikurim, because regular truma, why does Rashi say, and based on Chazal, that maisro sechem can't mean maisro rishon, because that doesn't have to go to Yerushalayim. Trumas yadchem can't mean real truma, it doesn't have to go to Yerushalayim. So that's why each of these is referring to something that has to be brought to Yerushalayim. V'nidrechem, nidvosechem, uvachoros bakarchem, bitzonchem. And the bachor, v'yachaltem sham, l'fnei Hashem alokechem. You should eat them all there in Yerushalayim. Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yadchem atem avatechem, sheberach Hashem alokechem. And enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you in your brachas. So the mitzvah that's counted today by the Sefer Chinuch is the mitzvah that anytime I promise to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash, I promise to bring a karban, I must bring it by the first yontif. The title, Mitzvah Lahakriv, Kala Karbanos Sheyesh Ala Adam B'chova Obenedava, whether it's an obligation, a chatas, an asham, or a nedava, an ola, by the first regel, Shekomi Shenadar, and this is more than, let's just read the statement and then we'll expand, Shekomi Shenadar, Ohis Nadev, Shum Karban, Lamizbeach, if anybody promises in either a neder or a nedava way, as we talk about the difference in a minute, to the promises to do that to the Mizbeach, O Shum Davar Levedek Abayis, or even if somebody donates something for temple upkeep, as we'll talk again about more soon. B'toch Hashana sheyavi oso beregel shabag arishon achenidro. He has to bring it on the first yantif, the first chag, Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos. It might be 3 months away, it might be a week away. Still, sheneamar v'uvasa shama v'aveisim shama oloseichem v'nedreichem zeu neder klomar, and he explains now, based on the Mishnah, da'ama harei alai karban, a neder is where I say, I promise to bring a karban, and therefore, if I then designate it and it gets lost, I'm responsible to replace it, because it's on me, it's on the gavra, ula'olam chayev achriyuso, achi akravoso, v'nedvoseichem or nedava zu nedava, kagon da'ama harei zu ola. If I say, this animal is an ola, if something happens to that animal, then I'm putter, because it's all about the focus of the chefsa. But either way, a neder or a nedava or even a chova, an animal that I have to bring a chova, I have to bring it by the first yantif. That's what I have to. Bring. This is in general, besides the mitzvah that we have later on in the Torah, Tavkuf Ayin Hey, to fulfill promises. There's a general mitzvah to fulfill promises that we've made. The Chinuch says in Tavkuf Ayin Hey, Shenitztavinu l'kayim kol ma shenechayev atzmenu b'dibur b'shvua v'nedar mezulazeh. Motzes v'asecha tishvar v'yasisa. There's a mitzvah to fulfill it, but then there's a specific mitzvah related to karbanos, related to everything that goes to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam includes here, the Chinuch includes here, Kachi Mizbeach and Kachi Vedek Abayis. If you look at the Rambam includes even more. The Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says here, in Mitzvah Pei Gimel, in the Mitzvahs Asay, Shetzivanu Lahavi Kala Karbanos HaMutalan Alav Beregel Rishon, Sheyifka Banu Mishlosh Regalim, that sounds the same so far, bring all Karbanos, Ad Shelo Yavar Echa Mishlosh Regalim, Ela Shekvar Hikriv, Kol Echa Medo Kol Karban Shu Chayiv. And then the Rambam, though later on in the Mitzvah, expands on the Mitzvah again, and says, Ubein Mine HaKarbanos Kulam, whether it's all types of karbanos, bein damim, whether it's money I owe the Beis HaMikdash, ubein arachin v'charamim, I promise to give somebody's erech, right? We discussed that in Bechukosai, or a cherem, v'hekdeshos, but then the Rambam adds, v'leket shichacha upeya, leket shichen peya, right? Those are just matnas aniyim. So that's also included. If I delay giving those, the Rambam says, I violate this Isra as well. You see, by the first Yantav, it sounds like there are Gemaras that support the Rambam, the Mishnah Malach discusses, and against the Rambam, but the Rambam has a more expanded view of this mitzvah than the Chinuch, not just carbon related, but also Matnas Aniyim related. Good. There is an important discussion, which I think we had a Daf Be'in Shir about. The Rambam includes everything. The Chinuch at least includes the two types of karbanos, kodshei mizbeach and kodshei bet hakavayis, to remember the difference between those two categories, kodshei mizbeach and kodshei bet hakavayis. Kodshei mizbeach being I donate an animal to be used on the mizbeach, to be sacrificed on the mizbeach, also called kodshei haguf. That's kodshei mizbeach. Kodshei bet hakavayis is where I give something for temple upkeep. I give money. Or even if I give an animal, l'shem kedushas bet hakavayis, I could do that too. And then the animal is sold, and I use that money for the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Chaim, based on a number of sources, explained that there is a very different mechanism in how you make something kodshei bet hakavayis and how you make something kodshei mizbeach. It's based on a stira. Stira between two gemaras, three blocks from each other. The gemara in Daf Ayin Vav in Maseches Baba Kama and Daf Ayin Tes. The question is, if I steal something from my friend, and then I know that if I sell it, so then if it's a seh, shor, or seh, I'm chayav 4 or 5. Right? The halacha of dalav v'hei in Parshas Mishpatim. So one Gemara says that, what if I don't sell it, but I'm makdish it? Is that called a sale? So the Gemara in Baba Kama Ayin Vav says, no, it's not called a sale. Meikara tura deruvein, v'hashta tura deruvein. Hektish does not change ownership. It infuses it with Kedusha, but it doesn't change ownership. And then the Gemara, three blah later, Daf Ayin Tes, says, Mali machro lehedyot, Mali machro leshamayim. What's the difference if you sell it to a friend or you sell it to the Beis HaMikdash? It's a sale, and therefore you should be chayiv, dal vahey, for that hakdasha. That is called a mechira. So Tosfos there on Daf Ayin Vav asks the contradiction. Two Gemaras. One says if you're makdish it, it's like selling it. One says if you're makdish it, it's not like selling it. So Tosfos already says the difference must be between kodshei bet hakavayis and kodshei mizbeach. So what does that mean? Kodshei bet hakavayis, then it is a sale, and kodshei mizbeach is not a sale. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim explains Tosfos. Reb Chaim is quoting the Gracha Lashas and Simen Reish Mem Tes that both of these kedushos end up being, both of these items end up being kadosh. So the question is, how do you get it there? By kodshei mizbeach, where I am giving this animal to be a carbon on the mizbeach, I directly infuse this animal with kedusha. I, the Yisrael, the owner, I makdish it. I infuse it with kedusha. So ironically, in a financial framework, looking at it from a Dina Mamanis point of view, it can still be connected to me. I just slammed it with kedusha, and that's what gives it kedusha. By kodshei bet hakavayis, it doesn't work that way. By kodshei bet hakavayis, I make it mamono shel hektish. Once it's mamono shel hektish, then memela kedusha is chal on it. But I didn't do it. I changed the financial elements of this item. This spoon, this money, now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Once that's true, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to imbue it with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to imbue it with kedusha. Right, that's but it's not me. It's not that I'm not the bialim to be makdish bet hakavayis directly. So mizbeach, though ironically it has a more intense kedusha, it's kedushas haguf, but it is still mine. It could still be mine, relating to financial legal ownership. So that's the two gemaras. Tosfos says when it comes to kodshei bet hakavayis, that's called a sale. Because I change the financial legal standing, and that which is what achieves the kedusha. Masha'en came when it comes to kachem mizbeach, it's still mine. That's not called a sale. Meikar tura deruvein, v'hashta tura deruvein. And there are many sources that prove this. I'll just quote two, and then we will continue. One is the Rashi. There's a Rashi in Maseches Psachim that says, the Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Hey, that Bal Yerubba Yimatze, if I have chametz of hektish in my house, I'm pater. I'm pater, it's not mine. Bal Yerubba Yimatze is only if I have my chametz, but I have no connection. There's a Petura Bal Yerubba Yimatze. Shalcha yataroa, avalataroa shel hektish. Rashi says that Petura is only by kodshei bet hakavayis. By kodshei mizbeach, you're going to violate Bal Yerubba Yimatze. What are you talking about? The Gemara says hektish yipater. What do you mean you're pater for kodshei, if you're having kodshei mizbeach? Let's say if I have a carbon mincha in my house. Kodesh that guf. I was makdish flour for a carbon mincha. So I'm going to violate by Rabbi Yimatze. Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's Meduyek. Because it's yours. You might have infused it with Kedusha, but only Kachim Betek Abayis is legally not yours. That's why you're not going to violate Bali Rabbi Yamatze. Mashenki, when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach, Kedusha is a guf, like a carbon mincha, you would violate because it legally is yours. Number one. Number two, the other strong raya to mention is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, Perak Vav Alachaches. The Rambam says, if something is already hektish, can I make it more hektish? If it's Kachim Mizbeach already, can I make it Betek Abayis? If it's Betek Abayis, can I make it hektish? Well, l'chor, you can't do the same thing over and over again. But what about the opposites? The Rambam says it only works in one direction. The Rambam says, if something is already Betek Abayis, I cannot make it Kachim Mizbeach. But if it's Kachim Mizbeach, I can make it Betek Abayis. Why can't I make something Kachim Mizbeach do anything to, why, if it's Kachim Betek Abayis already, why can't I do anything to it? Aval amaktish Kachim Betek Abayis, lo Mizbeach. V'omar, harezu ola o shlamim, o hechrima lekoanim, lo asa klum, nothing. You can't do anything. What's it Betek Abayis? V'ein hektish Mizbeach, v'lo achirim chau, al Kachim Betek Abayis. Why? Here's the cool, great line of the Rambam. She'ein adam maktish davar she'eino shelo. You can't be mocked or something that's not yours. What do you mean it's not yours? In either hektashos is not yours. The Rambam is meduyak. It's only not mine. When, it's based on the Gemara, but it's only not mine when it is kache betek abayis. If it's kache mizbeach, then it is mine. I am imbued with kedusha, but it's mine, and that fits in with Reb Chaim's framework. Good. Those are the two types of hektashos that we have, and now we continue in the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, Lefi, Shein Roy, Lola Adam, She Yitzatzel, Bemashe Nadar, La'asos Mitzvah. The message of this mitzvah is that we shouldn't be lazy. Atzlus, in terms of when we do a mitzvah. Ki adua, bein b'nei adam, shezihirim harbe, b'mashi ish lahem lasos, b'mitzvahs malchei aretz. A person is very careful. If he's commanded something by a human ruler, by the authority, he's very careful to do it. If the president asks you to do something, if a king asks you to do something, then one is very careful to do it. Kol shekein, mitzvahs melech malchei amalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Surely if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me something, we have to make sure that we don't procrastinate and delay in its fulfillment. When we call makom, still, we'll come back to that, but let's just finish the paragraph first. When we call makom, lo tatrichenu atorah, lalos miyad. But still, the Torah is not going to make you crazy. If you make a promise, and it's a month before Pesach, we're not going to make you schlep that day to Yerushalayim. We understand. Terechel darche noam. Pen yimnu b'nei adam minadar minadavis. People will withhold and not bring any presents. If they know they're going to have to go that day, then people aren't going to bring any at all. So it's better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring it by the first Yontif. They don't make you go that first day. But on a Yontif, so then we're going to make you, you're going to come anyway. You're going to be Ola Regal anyway, so then we're going to make you come and bring it for Yontif. So this is the mitzvah, or the mitzvah's asay that we might say is the mitzvah of not being lazy. The mitzvah of preventing atzlus, right? If you make a promise, you gotta bring it. Okay, we're not gonna make you crazy today, but at least by the first yontif, one has to make sure that they bring it. Right? The psukim talk about this in Mishlei. In Mishlei, Perachav Dalad. What did the pasuk say? I'll stay ish atzel avarti. Shlomo HaMelech says, I pass by a lazy person's field. V'yal kerem adam chaser lev, on somebody who has a vineyard that doesn't focus on it. V'nei ala kulokim shonim, it has thorns. Kasu fanav charulim v'gedra avanav ne'arasa. The stone fence has fallen down. It looks like a mess. The Archa Sadikin talks about this in Perak Tezayin, the Mida of Atzlus. Based on the Mashal, you see, not only does it say that the field doesn't produce anything, but it's been growing thorns. Lo dai she'ena magadol tevua, mebnei she'ena ovid osa karo'i, ela magadol avdram geruim. Thorns come up. Vafilo motarech besada she'igadol tevua. Machmed atzluso yafzor tevua. And let's say you plant, and then you're lazy, so then it doesn't grow properly. Everything falls apart. Says the Archa Sadikim, now that was the mashal of a lazy, but he says in all areas of halacha, lo dai la atzel, shelo yagia liyadiyah satorah. Not only will a lazy person not achieve what he needs to achieve in knowledge of Torah, kivish in osik batorah karoi, elafilu machmas al atzlus ma'ala b'libo svar shel toas. Because I'm lazy, I'll think a little bit, and I'll think that I come up with the right answers when I didn't. No, I need to stay in bed. I need to be stronger to be able to serve Hashem. And then they'll stay in bed longer. Oh yeah, he'll want me to have kavana, you know, so I'll stay in bed. And We have to fake ourselves. Kishadam chazaku yacholasos yoter menachalash. When a person has fire and is on fire, so then they can accomplish so much more. But if not, we could come up with all the excuses in the book and rationalities. Nimsa shahatzlus rationales. Shahatzlus go remes sheyechapes svaros lomar shaosa mitzvah libatam and alimud. I'll come up with mitzvahs and svaros not to do something. Avabisha zosa svar hi emes shatova nuach kadesh yischazik. It's true. You have to sleep. You have to rest. You have to olishma mili dibidichusa. You have to relax a little bit and hear a little joke in the beginning of shir. But you can't have the whole shir a joke. If you're learning the whole time, so then one can have a little rest around it. But you can't have that as the ha'atzel miyasher zos asfar v'nimshach acharel. And he continues, right? So that's the important ha'ara, right? And he says that, and he gives other examples of midrashim that talk about atzlos. At the end of that parak, the Archa Sadikim notes, there is one type of atzlos that's good. One type of laziness that's good, and that is Yish Ashlos Yitova Ma'od Kagon Hayoshevu Mitzatzel Lasos Raos V'Lirdov Achar Ataivas. If I'm being pulled by my Yisahara to do things, so it could be that a lazy person does this type of Ashlos too, because they're lazy in everything. They're lazy to go to shul and to go to learn, but they're also lazy to do Averis. So he's half, and half works well for him, but that's not the point. Amr al Adam Sharatza Melech L'Shachal Malkam Sakana. A king wanted to send a person to a dangerous place. Because he didn't want to go, and the Melech got very upset, and he said, "Look, I'd rather be shamed by the Melech than put my life in danger." Right, so that's what the so there is a type of atzlos that if there's a dangerous situation that the Yetzirah is trying to get me into, so I can be an atzel, I can be lazy and not go there. But in general, I have to make sure that all of my decisions about what to be lazy about and what to be azaris about are proper. That's what he ends up. Re'eh ha'elu chacham milvavam. She'izrizus l'tova, v'izrizus l'ra'a. V'chein ba'atzlus, v'lachein tachshov. Ends off the Archa Sadikim. Mikol tetasa tov b'chol eiver recha, b'chol nachshav osecha. With every limb and every thought. V'tivchar mikol eiver ve'eiver k'sas kalus, v'k'sas kvedus. Light and heavy. Hakol l'shem shemayim. Tekal l'shevesim chaveir ma'mischabim l'torah v'mitzvahs. V'tek kaved l'shevesim haleitzanim v'osim ra. Tekal b'enechal eros dos v'din b'inyani ha'mitzvahs. Tek kaved b'enechal eros maisa havalum l'stachal b'eishas ish v'avodah zara. And he goes back and forth. Kal, run to this to hear divrei Torah and tochachos. And be kaved, it should be heavy. L'horim yad b'reyacha. Kal litain staka. Kaved l'racha. He goes through back and forth. We have to realize this is one of the averis, one of the mitzvahs. I say, I'm sorry, that teach us the idea of not being lazy. The Mesillas Yesharim also talks about this in Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, Perek Tes, where he talks about mafside zerizus. Zerizus, where the Mesillas Yesharim is all about positive mitzvos. So the opposite of being a zariz is being an atzel. We have to jump, we have to go exactly when we get the chance to do something. That's a great Rashi in Sefer Shmuel, where the pasuk describes that David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he goes to the Navi, I think it was Nasan HaNavi, and he says, no, can I build the Beis HaMikdash? And he says, yes, do whatever you want. Great. That night, in a vision, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Nasan and says, stop, go call David, he can't build it, his son's going to build it, quickly go to him. And Rashi, right there in Shmuel, asks, what do I have to run to him? It's the middle of the night. Let him sleep. I'll go to him in the morning after Rashi in the middle of the night. So Rashi quotes that no, Chazal say, that man that you told Zarizu, he's a Zariz, he's probably on the phone already. He's probably making arrangements already. He's probably in the middle. You gotta stop him. Because David was a Zariz. David knew about this, the message of this mitzvah, to bring the karbanos right when you have the first opportunity. So again, that is the message of these mitzvahs. The Pesukim and Shira Shirim also talk about being an atzel, right in Parakeh, right? Ani yesheni v'libi er, kol dodi dofek, I'm lying in bed, pashati es kutanti echocha el bashena, rechati es ragli echocha tanfim, how could I get up? I'm relaxed, I'm in bed already, I can't get up. Right, it's all the same midah, all the same midah. Somebody's in bed and they're, and their wife says, can you get me a drink? Right, and they say, oh no, I can't, no, you gotta get up, you gotta go. Husband, wife, ask something, you gotta, right, can't be lazy, gotta get up and do the mitzvah. Good. So this is important, the final line of the paragraph. The mitzvahs I say, as we mentioned, the first chag that comes, I gotta give my karbanos by then. There is a losaseh later on, Tavkuf Ayin Dalid, the losaseh of Baal Ta'acher, of delaying my karbanos, that only applies after three chagim. The mitzvah saseh is by the first one, bitul aseh, if I didn't bring it by the first one, but ula inyan lavar aleim babal ta'acher, enu ela ad shlosha regalim. It's based on the Gemara and Psukim, only by three Yom Tovim pass, then I violate the Lo Saseh. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua. All the Achronim discuss the Pnei Yeshua in Beit Hadaf Yutes, where the Pnei Yeshua has another chilek between the Aseh and the Lo Saseh. Not just first Yantif versus third Yantif. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Lo Saseh applies even if, what if I said, I am going, you know what? I really want to be makdish my animal to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to do that next week. I'm going to be makdish my sheep to the Beis HaMikdash. I just said that. I said that I'm going to do it. So that's enough. Omar velo hifrish. What if I said that and I even promised? I'm sorry, one more step. And I even said it, I'm makdish, but I didn't specify, designate a carbon. Omar velo hifrish. If Omar velo hifrish, that's enough for the lo saseh. But Amar velo hifrish is not enough for the assay. The assay of bringing the carbon is only once I was mafrish. If I was mafrish, if I designated the animal, and then I didn't bring it on the first yontif, that's a bitul assay. So that's another chilek. Other achronim, the Turiyevan argues on that, but that is the Pnei Yoshua. Another chilek between the assay and the lo saseh. There are some fascinating discussions in the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis right here, where he talks about a couple of points. Number one, you only violate the mitzvah saseh if you, the whole yantif goes by. But if you bring it on day five of yantif, that's okay. And also, if you made a ned there after yantif started, you have to the following yantif. Following yantif, you're mitzvah the various yom tovim. If you make a ned there before Sukkis, you don't violate until after Shmini Atzeres. Even though Shmini Atzeres is a chag b'fnei atzmo, in six ways, as the Gemara says, pazar kashav, but regarding this, Shmini Atzeres is the end of Sukkos. And therefore, you have to go through Shmini Atzeres to violate. If you make a neder before Shavuos, you have the week after Shavuos also. Just like we have a week after Shavuos to bring tashlumin for the chag, even though it's only a one-day holiday. But we have the week afterwards. There was a mistake in the old Rambams. The Rambam in the Siddur, in the back of Sefer Ava, the Rambam talks about when you add in Yalav Yavo. And he says, you add in Yalav Yavo, obviously on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and on Chol HaMoed Shavuos. That's the language of the Rambam in the Siddur. So if you look in the new Frankel Rambams, it's not there. Stum, it's a mistake. Well, even if somebody's bringing Karbanos Tashlumin for Shavuos, it's not Chol HaMoed. It doesn't say that in the Torah. You say Chol HaMoed, if it's Yontif Delay, you'd say Chol HaMoed, so that's L'chore, it was a mistake, and the Frankel Rambams, the new ones, they corrected it, and that is not there. Okay, finishing up, V'no Heges Mitzvah Zu B'Zman HaBayis, this mitzvah applies only B'Zman Beis HaMikdash, says the Chinuch. This is L'Shitaso, remember, because he said it only applies by Karbanos. The Rambam says that this applies by Lechet Shechen Peah too, so it could be, according to the Rambam, this would be a mitzvah that applies B'Zman HaZeh. Sha'az, but the Chinuch says, Lanu Rishus La'Sosh Nadarim HaNadavis, but according to what I say, it only applies to Karbanos, then it would only apply Bizmana Mikdash. Bizmana Zeh, we're not Makdash, so it would not apply. One final point, the Minchas Chinuch here in Oz Gimel discusses, what about women? Are women obligated in this mitzvah? There are some mitzvahs of Yom Tovim that they are obligated, some that they're not. So there's a discussion whether women, is it everybody who's chayiv in Alila Regel is chayiv in this? Is it a Zman Grama? So that's an interesting discussion, whether women are obligated in this mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. The mitzvah of bringing your karban by the first holiday.